This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold on. Okay. Here we go. Welcome to the show. This is the Eavesdrop Podcast. Jude is already making fun of me, so this is going to be monumental, this episode.
You're in for quite a ride. My name is Francesca. Del's here. Jelly's here. Of course, Jude Rocha is here. Willingly? Question mark. And we... just came back from, well, this is the morning after, okay, of a social gathering, okay? Even Del was there, but
in spirit.
Through the phone.
Digitally.
And through, we did FaceTime you, so you were true. There.
A very sexy Del cutting up some luncheon meat.
A la Del, yes. Del a la Britney Spears.
In her robe.
With her knives.
With the knives. Oh, can I post that, by the way? I'll ask you now on the show.
If I don't look too horrible, please do.
I'll send you a clip. You look cute.
Okay na yun. I don't need to approve.
Okay na yun. Okay, anyway, so here's the show, guys. Take it away.
Who takes it away? Who? Wait, before we take it away, can we just say to the listeners, we are keeping our promise because I received a couple of DMs saying, "Hoy, next week ulit ha, sabi nyo ha." So this is us keeping our promise. We are back. Thank you to everyone who rejoiced with last week's episode just because we were back. We have
much.
Twish Biap, Christine G or Christine Goo. How do I say your Instagram handle? I am manila.ph. Janelle Margot. Birthday pa niya. So happy birthday, Janelle
happy
Margot.
Birthday.
She
happy
said,
birthday.
What a birthday treat from the Eves gang. You know, alam naming birthday mo, kaya we were like, hindi, kailangan nating mag-record ng episode para kay Janelle. Ang tagal na nating nawala. Pa-birthday natin sa kanya. Josenaya Santos, Sheila Minidua, Felbertson, Rayella 54, Jar Fun, Chester 0817, Novello.ph, RGRee, Alan Setgo. I mean, these are not the people that we often hear from. So the fact that we made them speak up means ganun katagal na tayong nawala. Hindi
mas maganda
sila silent.
Siguro, no? Once a month lang.
Para. Ganon?
Okay. Oy, merong bago. So ito na yung pang October, guys.
Once in October lang kami magpapakita.
Kasi may excuse na kami dahil birthday month ni Delamar.
So, yes. Meron na nga sinuggest Del eh. May I suggest this for Del's birthday episode?
Oh no.
May ganun sila.
Gusto mong, I'm not singing siya? Ha. Ayoko kumanta. I'm not gonna sing.
Wait, I'll look for the message. In the meantime, guys.
Oh, nako, wala. Yung binubusunahan ako.
I love taho.
Ay, manong,
mahirap gawin ng taho,
akong,
ha?
Ano
mahirap.
Ngayon, I don't have help, kaya...
Sige, hintayin ka namin, Jude. Tapos,
yeah, yeah.
Bilan mo ko. Go, go, get your taho, Jude.
Lumampas na eh. Nakamotor na sila ngayon eh. So.
Wow! Yeah, you know, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wala na yung naglalako. Ganun. Meron, meron pa din.
So you have to be quick
dito
now.
Dito sa Taguig meron. May mga stations sila eh. Every morning you'll see them in specific places near the offices. Okay. Yung ganun, yung I nakabuhat pa rin. Okay, so Sally Dimakulangan said, "Hi, birthday topic suggestion for Del's 50th. First, the juiciest questions for Del. And then, dito ako, alam ko, medyo kakabahan tayo dito, mag-collate ng birthday messages from important people in Del's life." Ayan o, naglalaki na yung mata. "Sally, I would have loved that, but I also... I love my friendship and relationship with Del now. I don't wanna rock the boat, Sally. Thank you for the suggestion, but maybe I won't take it up this time because I value our relationship."
Oo nga, no, 50th. Oh, it's a crazy road to 50.
Thank you for being brave to suggest that, which is under advisement. At malamang, ewan na natin kung matutuloy yan. Pero just to add to the Jelly's litany of names, we'll add a few more from our Spotify page. Kasi
yes! Oh, nice! Yes.
May ano dyan, pwede kayo mag-post. Neshi and Bagol and Casey takes the cake for her reply to whatever we put there. Eve's been a while, #.
Oh, I love it.
Eve's been a while, ha? Eve's been a while. Mahirap lang sabihin. Eve's been a while.
I like that.
Once a month. Yan ang once a month #. Natin.
So dahil sa #, mo, once a month na lang po kami.
Oo.
Para magamit.
But we did, like Jelly said, we kept our promise. We're all a little tired.
Can I just tell, let me tell people how nice this group, these three people have been to show up for recording today. Kasi they didn't get any sleep. Last night, kasi party-party sila. Oh, rocking, you know. Party-party sila. As
sayaw,
if they were
sayaw,
back in their 30s.
Inom. So masakit ang katawan ngayon.
Exactly. Sabi ko, sige, matulog na kayo. You record on Sunday morning. I just won't be there because I just need to attend something. Tapos si Jelly, sabi ni Monica, "I'm awake. 7 o'clock days ng Manila. I'm awake." Tuloy na tuloy ang recording. Oh my gosh.
I have about two or three videos of me recording Jelly and Jude and saying, "Oh, Jelly, ano? Ano? Yeah. Sabi mo." Diba?
Kasi, Del.
I go, "Ano, Jelly?" And I was like, "You said we're gonna record at 10? And Jude was like, "No, you guys are gonna record. I'm not gonna." So I had to record it multiple
times. She put it on tape because I remember... off cam yata. Sabi ko, "Eh, sinong umoo sa inyo?"
Ako, iniisip ko kasi lagot tayo kung hindi na naman tayo mag-record. Sabi natin, babalik tayo. May nagsabi nung babalik kayo, ha. I felt like, we were going to disappoint kids. I was like, no, we need to record.
30 years old na yung mga yan. Hindi na yan bata. Or at least 30. Hindi. But that, I was just gonna say na ang pro nitong tatlong to. Kasi nag-recording pa rin. Kahit medyo, hungover.
Kailangan namin mag-unpack ng mga ganap.
Recent events.
Debrief.
So,
let's go.
What? Is a debriefing on air? Akala ko ba after? Kasi if it makes it to the episode, parang feeling ko, hindi juicy.
Yeah. hindi pwede. But can I just say that I am so happy that I am not young and living in this social media platform world where I go out and I have my phone and camera and other people have their phones and camera, because
really
Stupid
kaya masakit
shit,
katawan mo eh. Kasi you're holding your phone trying to... I hardly have any pictures. Like, on zero on my phone. I forgot.
Zero?
Yeah.
I have pictures of you, Jude.
Okay. So good.
But like I would have... First of all, I was watching the video. I'm like, oh my God, my laugh is so freaking annoying. Just mute that
no,
shit.
No, it's annoying.
My drunken cute laugh.
I know now. With this reaction of his right now, all of it. The way he's giggling.
You're so red. Anyway, so my point is I'm happy that these social interactions, like what we went to last night, are very few and far between for me. Or I will just choose to have it with close friends who will not judge me the next morning.
Or they will judge you, but still love you.
And make fun of me? Yes. Same point, Jude.
After all, that's what friendship is about.
Ay, grabe. So yun lang talaga.
What? Was I super kulit?
Hindi. Ano lang, doon lang tayo kasi nagkita after...
After such a long
years.
Time.
Yeah.
So,
it was...
You've seen me more than you've seen Jude. That's true.
Yeah, true.
That is so true.
Truly.
Kasi layo ko pa.
It was love.
Truly. You know, catching up with, you know, friends and... family
foe?
I haven't seen. Foes.
Are we?
Ang foe niya si Jelly.
So, terno pa kami naka-white.
Pero
si Jelly galing event. Tapos, Jelly, parang ngayon nakitang kumain ng pagkadami-dami.
Hoy, grabe naman ito pagkadami-dami.
Lumalamon ka dyan.
Pero gutom talaga.
Grabe naman si Ju... Bawal kaya ano tawag ito? Sitahin ang amount ng kinakain ng bae.
No, it was just a small plate. But
pero na-conscious tuloy ako ng bae. Inaisip ko tuloy ngayon, parang hindi naman ganun kadami yung kain ko. Nakailang plato lang naman ako, pero hindi naman siya sobrang puno each time.
No, my context for that was, I hardly ate and I only had nachos for and some... cheese curls, thinking that I'd have a meal.
Did you? Oh, hello. Hello, pretty girl. Her hair's so long now.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Harper.
You want to tell them who you are? What's your name?
Harper.
Harper what? Oh, what? They're just supposed to know who you are?
No.
No. Okay. Say hello, Eve's gang.
Hello.
Eve's gang.
Eve's gang.
And then you say, oh. Eve's been a while. Ayaw. Hindi ka sumusunod, ha? Paano tayo kikita niyan? Oh, sige na, bye-bye na. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, her hair's so long.
Off to bed.
Good night.
Oh. Off to bed na sila.
So pretty.
Oh. Maganda siya.
Oo, gumaganda.
Pero wag niyo sasabihin, ha?
Oo. Kaya nga, I held back when you put the earphones on her already. Sa'yo ko na lang sasabihin.
Oo, kunyari ako. Thank you.
Eh, kanino pa nagmana, di ba?
Ay, thank you, Jude.
Ay, tek. Ano, excess yan ng ano ko, chika mode.
Oh my.
Grabe talaga si Jude.
Social battery mo, Jude.
Oo. Ikaw nga ng mga... kids these days, yung social battery ko, zero na. Ay, meron pa tira. Nasa red na tayo.
Si Jude parang parang binigyan ka ng candy tapos binawi. Ganun yung feeling? Bakit ganun?
Inasal ko lang sila all night long.
All night long. That's what it's about, right? These get-togethers, parang you go there. Well, of course, a catch-up. Pero ang sarap kasi makipag-asaran in the old way, di ba? Did it remind you of your younger selves?
Is anybody gonna say what transpired last night? Because we're giving her
let them know?
We're dancing around it. I'm sure if you follow... certain friends of ours, you'd see it in their I saw Gino's, yeah, because I was tagged. So I don't know about you guys. Finish if you. Oh, he was probably doing that while driving. I wouldn't be surprised.
I needed a debrief.
I haven't posted anything
before I post my stuff.
Alam mo, si Gino nagparinig ha talaga sa akin. Te-text ko nga yun mamaya after this. Kasi sabi niya,
what did he say?
Sabi niya, hoy, I miss you. Kala ko ganun na, di ba? Di ka pumunta sa California when I was there. Bakit si Monica? Oo, nagtampo talaga siya. But I really feel bad. Kasi, the reason...
Bigyan mo lang ano, geography lesson.
Hindi, kasi sabi ko sa kanya. Oo, sabi ko kasi... I told him, I'm going to move heaven and earth just to see you in California. Because how often does that happen, right? Tapos, the problem was, kasi nung nagkita kami ni Monica ng November, not planned. That expense was not planned. Tapos, nagkita kami ulit ni Monica.
Yes.
Nung May, in again, May. Not planned. Eh, yung mga ganitong not planned, syempre, going to California costs $500.
Yeah.
And that's just your fare. You haven't spent anything. Alam nga namang hindi ka rarampa ng kind of. Siyempre, nandun ka na, di ba? So sabi ko, parang sa Gino, I really can't. Kasi meron pa akong, I was going to go somewhere. So sabi ko, I really can't. Kasi parang baka magalit na yung asawa ko. Parang MIA ako sa pamilya ko, di ba? Alis ako ng alis. So, but I really would have wanted to see him. Sige na nga, te-text ko na siya.
It's okay.
Okay.
You're gonna come over here anyway, so we'll all see you.
Uh-oh, you never know. I was supposed to. Sabi ko kay Christy. Tawag ako kay Christy. Sabi ko, Christy. Kasi up until Monday, Tyler was asking me, oh no, Tuesday, so are you gonna go home? Sabi ko, para namang ang bilis, tapos parang unceremonious, and I also didn't know how I felt. Because what I didn't know was there's some sort of trauma from going home that I didn't expect. Na parang the thought of going home right now, wala namang nangyari, pero parang ayoko, parang I don't want to. Yung pala your body remembers.
Yeah, the last two trips.
For sure.
So I told Tyler, I don't think... I'm not in the right. Parang kasi usually pag pinresent sa akin yung idea, yes, let's do it, diba? Pero ito parang, I don't know, should I? Ganon. Tapos sabi ko kay Christy, sige Christy, ganito. Mag-manifest tayo. Kung may tumawag sa akin, we'd like to invite you for a talk. Kahit talk lang, hindi siya paid or something, sabi ko, I will go. Tapos sabi ni Christy, ano, may tumawag na, wala pa.
Wala pa, Christy, kasi ngayon, 2 minutes pa lang eh.
In-announce na ni Del sa podcast, meron na yan. We're also accepting you, Del, even after your birthday, okay lang sa amin. We can always celebrate your birthday after. So
after ba after?
And it's good.
Kaya hindi medyo hindi ako truly happy just seeing Monica and Jelly kasi kulang eh.
Hindi ako
ayan na naman yung tawa niya just sniggering.
Hindi ako hindi bebenta yan, June.
Oo nga eh. Naalala lang kita nung nakita ko sa video call eh.
Sabi niya, this girl looks familiar, ha? I wonder, I've seen her before.
Si Jude, sobrang nakakatawa kagabi. So he was seated next to me, and then Anna Banana, Daniel comes and hugs him, and then tingin siya, sino ka nga ba ulit? Nag-aasar na kagad. Tapos, seated next to Anna, biglang parang he got an influx of all of his pang-aasar kay Anna. Tapos ligon siya, oh, maputi ka na ngayon. Yung inaasar kung ano yung mga pang-asar niya dati. Bumabalik lang.
That was by far my proudest moment last night. It was like a muscle that...
It didn't atrophy, Jude. It did not atrophy.
Nandun lang. All ano... came back.
Wait, Are we gonna tell them?
Yeah, we have to.
What we're talking about?
Oo nga eh, we're dancing around it.
No, especially for the listeners who are not on social media.
Ako na kasi, ako naman ang wala doon.
Go. Okay, so the president of RX, the company we all worked for at one point in our lives and where we all met, well, he was retiring. And so it was a big party of current company people plus the ex-RX, people who have, you know, left the company and gone to do different things, have come back to celebrate the president's retirement, Sir Chito Barrero. So happy retirement, yes. Sir.
Yay, enjoy. I'm sure he will. It was a really wonderful, I guess, send-off, right?
Yeah.
And passing of the torch to the next, right? Whomever's going to take care of RX. But for us, it was a homecoming. Is this? I've never had a homecoming for high school or college, you know?
Ikaw yung have you, ano, Jude? Homecoming princess nung... you have the crown. I will crown you, Monica.
Wait a minute. Question. What did she do? Wait, what did she do to earn that?
Nothing. Where do we start? No, she just
please.
Brought the, everybody
the
brought the energy. Yeah, yeah, it was, sabi ko nga kay Monica, good vibes.
But parang ano, good parang surprise.
Good vibes, yeah. It was so good vibing.
Pero, tsaka ano ka, friend, and what I remember of you at parties, talagang you really were all out. Like, if she was at a party, she was at a party.
Yeah.
She wasn't at a party where she's like, I don't really want to be here.
She'd be walking around with a bottle and the shot glass.
With a bottle, forcing people to drink from the same shot glass. I remember
that.
That's
so gross. I'm so sorry.
I know. So many times you shoved that in my face. I'm like, I don't want to say no to her, but there's a lot of lawa here.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
That's still how the kids do it.
Kill the germs. No, now they just pour it.
Have you seen?
Wow. What do you mean? From the bottle?
Straight from the bottle.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Not to sound boomery.
Direct injection.
Yeah. Come on.
Dapat ganon, Jude. Straight to the vein. Diba?
Well, we steered clear of the tequila for sure.
Thank God.
Did you drink? Wine?
I had wine.
Scotch.
Jelly wine. I was handed scotch. So...
vodka
and then vodka.
That's why my body hurts. Kaya your body hurts.
And that's why I said whatever I said to annoy Jude. I don't know. I don't even remember.
I want to hear it, Jude. Jude, sabihin mo na, please.
Ano sasabihin ko?
Kung ano man yung sinasabi niya. Oh, mamaya na lang.
I will give a clue. Wait. It's a song.
Oh, it's a song.
Okay, wait. Okay, wait, time out. Wait. For everybody who follows this podcast and who follows us, they know naman the story of everything RX, right? Of us, our history with this company that we literally grew up in and worked for a majority of our lives. So yesterday was this nga, parang homecoming of sorts, a reunion. This is the first time we've seen these people in like years.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not just talking about the management, but the techs were there. The former accountants were there. Other AEs and like
events people.
Other departments. Events people.
Oh, speaking of
they
events,
were all there.
Aya said she never misses an episode. So hi Aya Medel.
Hi Aya.
Nagtatrabaho pa ulit kagabi.
Oh, kaya siguro
parang sabi niya,
tumutulong sila eh.
Are you working at RX again? She's like, hindi naman, pero they handed me the program eh. So, tumutulong na ako.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Hi, Aya.
Right? Hi, Aya. So there, and it was just, at least for me personally, it was this nice full circle. I've been having lots of full circle moments. I don't want to die yet, God, so you know.
But don't worry, friend.
Kasi, ano, bakit?
Matagal buhay pa.
Masubo ka tuloy, Delamar. Pero, I get the sentiment.
I know what you're gonna say. Sabihin mo.
Si Jude, tinan mo talaga. Tama talaga si Jude, sabi niya.
Kung nandun ka,
ano?
Maintindihan mo yan.
Hoy!
Pero sabi ni Jude, oh, Monica, sige, tuloy mo yan, Delamar.
Parang he wants a fight.
Bakit? Sandali, what did you do ba talaga? Ano ka ba?
Nothing. I didn't do anything.
Oh, no, inaasar ko lang siya. Pero I was looking for Jelly. Jelly!
Oh!
Kausapin mo nga ito.
Ano sabi mo, Jels? Wala. I didn't know what he was talking about.
I know. See, so I had to call Gino instead.
To do what? What did you want him to do? That's the question.
Maybe to shut my mouth.
Get on.
No, just to tease.
Yeah.
Mainly. Aww.
Wasn't that bad, right?
No.
Jude, I swear to God, I can't tell. Galing, ah. Kasi parang minsan parang oo, minsan parang hindi.
Oh, ganun, well. ganun siya. Ano nga ba?
Nobody's ever gonna tell me that I'm plastic, so okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Ha, ganun ba?
No,
wait, no, it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
It was fun. Wala it was fun. We all had fun.
You looked like you were having fun. Especially
yes,
si Fran.
It was a lot of fun.
Oh, oh si Fran. Grabe.
Why? I was...
No, because when you called me, you couldn't hear me na, diba?
Uh-uh.
It was too loud. I was fixing... And Sir Cheetah was on the phone. So I was going to say something, but I couldn't.
Oh, yeah, at the end. Yes.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And then I couldn't call you back and you couldn't call me back.
Yeah, yeah.
Nakita mo yung hinawakan ni Jelly yung phone na nagpan siya sa table.
Ikaw talaga, Jude. Tapos pinapakita ko sa'yo yung ano, occupants ng table who we were seated with. Hindi.
Jelly did that, not me, okay? Uh-oh.
What? What did she do?
See? Hindi niya nakita. Buti na lang.
Hindi niya nakita.
Wait, what?
No,
what did
I
miss?
I was just showing you who else was at the table with us.
The party table.
Tapos yung, if sabi ko, if you flip ko, pakita mo, tapos si Monica talaga, oh, ikaw yan, Jelly. Ikaw yan.
Kakagising lang yan.
She's holding a knife.
Oy, pero then, you don't read much into anything that, you know,
yeah,
it's all teasing.
We're just playing around here.
It was really fun. It was nice to see everybody. And when Boom was there.
My God, that man does not change.
I know, right?
Still the same physique. Still the same face, like the guy does not age. Galing!
Vampire.
Vortex were there. Uh-oh. Kuya Dante.
Jude, I was just telling Fran and Del, I hugged Mang Manny. I was just so happy to see everyone. I hugged Mang Manny. Yes, I hug Kuya Dante, Kuya Albert. I always have. But Mang Manny, no. But yesterday, I hugged him. I was that happy to see everyone.
Yeah, there's a lot of hugging.
There's also kissing in this
there's
podcast.
There's a kiss also.
Ano tayo, ah? Rated R na ba tayo?
Uy, grabe. Grabe. Hindi pa raw yung rated R, Jude.
Hindi pa.
Grabe naman. No, he went to Vegas. He just got back.
Oh, okay.
So all in all,
PG kiss.
I know this is a PG. Wait, so all in all, everybody was drunk? I mean, the three of you were drunk at the end of the night?
I wasn't.
Jelly, not so much.
Oh, not so much.
The hierarchy would be one.
Okay, I wasn't.
Two, Jude. Three, Jelly.
Jelly.
And then Gino was also there, so he made me sabay. He drank the tequila.
I like tequila si Gino.
Oh,
okay, my goodness, I missed that.
He did.
Good lang.
Buti na lang.
But Gino is very good. What? It was like he had it. He wasn't taking a shot though. He was just sipping it. But Gino is very good at like hiding when he's like super drunk. He'll just all of a sudden pass out.
Oh, really?
I've never seen that.
I've never seen that. It's very rare. It's only happened once.
Yeah, during the reveal? Was it the reveal?
Maybe.
When he was cheering na siya palabas? Do you remember that?
Oh boy, that is
But image. Few and far between yet. Yeah. So anyway, okay.
Nice.
All right, there goes your debrief. That's what happened.
Oh, maraming redacted info dyan. naka marker na, well, we can't, you know, share most of it because
it's too personal.
It's a private party.
It's in-house and somehow we're still part of that family, even if it's been years. So it's good to, you know, go back and press some flesh, trade some barbs.
I think what my takeaway from that would be like, in retrospect, everything happens for a reason. You know, everything. I mean, the years that we've spent with these people meant a lot. And then when we parted was maybe not as clean as, you know, you'd like. There's dramatics there, but then years pass and then you see, and it's like, you know, life is too short to have any kind of grudge or ill feeling. You can just tease them, which is what I did.
How about you, Jill? What's your takeaway? You know, it's interesting that Fran is talking about that because I had just finished Everything Everywhere All at Once. And then I watched it again. And I would watch it while I'm working out. So my mind is very active. So I'm really picking up all the info and the metaphors and all that. And while watching it, it kept me thinking about, you know, how with every decision that you make, it sparks off another universe, right? So I was thinking about that. Like all of those major crossroads I was in, what if I had taken the other one? Like, you know, in our case, if we never left RX or if we never left RX the way we did, what would have happened? Just thoughts like that. Ako, when I was thinking of all of those crossroads, even those ones that caused a major heartache, was like the greatest pain, was my most miserable time, it all led me to this. And, you know, I love my life right now and I love the people that I'm with. So it really always does work out in the end. And
if it's not working, it's not yet the end.
It's not yet the end, correct. It's all going to be good in the end. If it's not yet good, that means it's not the end. So, yun. Oh, and can I just say, grabe yung ano, one of that scene in the movie, one of the jumps, they needed to plug something in. I was like, oh my God, this is... Wala lang.
The butt plug. It's so trippy that movie is so...
screaming and I... Wala.
Pero the metaphor kasi eh. That's the title says it all. Everything, everywhere, all at once. Well, you were talking about parallel universe. Divine, a parallel... That's what it was.
Yeah.
Right? It was showing like this. If you were a rock, that's my favorite scene. The rock scene of the mom and the daughter. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Yes.
How about you, Jude?
What was your takeaway, Jude?
From last night.
Well, we stayed almost past, well into
the morning,
the early morning, right, Monica?
One-ish.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's pretty... I don't do that anymore. So it seems to be back in Manila. There's been more than a handful of those. And you come away feeling good about, you know, showing up.
Yeah.
Because that's all we had to do. At least us three. We didn't have to do much, right? We just... you know, went there and enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
had drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took pictures.
Took pictures. Yeah. Caught up.
I can't wait to see your pictures.
A picture, so I'll pa-share din kasi...
Yeah, it's a Viber. It's a group chat.
It's a group chat.
You're not gonna post it, ba?
I will. Some, okay. I will.
There's some that like, you know, but I'll post most of them.
Oh, sige, yung hindi mo ipopost, yun ang gusto ko makita, ha?
I think what Gino shared was we were in the, what do you call those things?
Photo booth.
Oh, that was funny. Oh, so that photo booth shot, I had accidentally turned on my video. So it was recording.
Oh, it was.
Oh, nice.
I will send that to you guys. It's hilarious.
Oh, that is nice.
Are you going to share that? No, no.
I can't.
Okay.
I can't.
Kasi magigets nila pag ano.
But I think it's just for, I don't know. I mean, okay. I think I'll share it with everybody in the video because it was like very reminiscent. If you would put that in a capsule, it was very RX when we were there. Yeah. Magulo, nakakatawa. Mm. People are just whatever. It was so nice. It was
RX parties were really fun. Like really seriously fun, right? That's one of the things that I remember the most. Like, partying is or was our job. You had to party. That's part of your job. It was so wild. As a young woman, it was like, I think I just landed a dream job.
I got to meet some of the current
the
ones.
New? Yeah, the newer jocks.
Of course, Rico Robles introduced me, so...
Well, he stayed away from you for a while. I was like, okay, kailan kaya lalapit si Rico? He was stopping himself from approaching Jude.
Why?
Wait, so what I want to know is, how was it like when you guys finally faced each other?
with Rico?
Uh-oh.
I don't know, normal. Hey, what's up? I missed you, man. Sorry it took a while.
Eve's been a while.
Eve's been a while. Panalo yun. Yeah, we got to even Tom. So.
Oh my God, nagulat ako. Tom!
How's Tom? How's Tom
was on
doing?
The ones and twos.
Dr. Love.
Yes.
So he was spinning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, so and then Hazel was there. Marky came in late, but he sang a song. Chico was there. Sarah and Andre were there.
Danielle and Rico Robles kept calling her Danielle, so she's like, "Oh wait, ako nga pala yun."
Tina mo hindi niya kilala sarili niya, sabi sa iyo
eh. Eve's been a while.
It's been a while, Drew, that anybody's referred to her as Danielle.
Oh my gosh, we're going to wear this phrase out. I love it.
Is it the caption na rin? Caption na rin. Title na rin siya episode.
Title na to.
Eve's been a while.
Yes, 204. Eve's been a while. And
you know,
Yeah, do you have questions? Go.
No, not questions. Mamaya na yung juicy. Kasi gusto ko yung mga juicy questions. Mamaya.
Tama. Mostly, appetizer muna. Mamaya yung steak.
Mamaya na yung steak. I think, halong ano to, because I'm going to turn 50, you really see time in a different perspective. So I just keep thinking, how could we ever judge anyone at any point when we're now in this present time seeing that we were all evolving. We were all growing, we were all learning, and it's not the most pretty picture sometimes. Mm-hmm. Growth hurts. Growth can hurt other people. You can bang your head on the wall over and over because you need to grow those things. And then like Jelly said, the bad parts of your life when you were there, that happened there or outside the bat, all of these things, how can we judge each of those moments when really you have to look at your life as a whole? Because it's telling a story and it's not yet done.
Mm.
I'm not saying we shouldn't judge people if they did something bad. They still need to be accountable for what they do. But to judge people saying, ah, that person is like this or like that, as if they're never going to change, is a crime, because we are all changing. And if we can sit like Jelly and Fran, I could hear from their story. Si Judy hindi pa nag-share masyado, but but I think like you guys said something to the effect that you love that everything happened because it brought you to this present time. And so all of these things that happen, good, bad, happy, sad, doubtful, whatever, the whole caboodle is really the whole bag in itself. So in as much as sometimes you're in a sad place, don't worry. It's not all sad. It's a whole caboodle. You'll get to the other parts.
Yeah.
Kumbaga lazy Susan ang buhay. And so, and it's only until you're much, much older and probably when you're about to give up the ghost where you can really see, diba sabi nila, your life flashes before your eyes right before when you're about to die. I think that's the human consciousness trying to tell you, see, this is how it played out. This is what you did. This is your story. And I don't know what feeling you're going to have then. But I hope it's similar to the feeling I can hear from Monica, from Jelly and Jude now that parang at this point in their lives, everything's okay. Maybe there were bad things said or happened, but, you know, let's forgive each other and try to get on the, okay, so what now? That was the past. So what are we going to do now? That's our story then. Mm-hmm. What is it going to be now? And you always have a choice to make it a good story. A happy story, a forgiveness story, a compassion story. So, yun lang naisip ko. Kasi I just like the feeling that I'm getting off of you guys. Para kayo talagang nag-time travel. And like you're here to tell me about what was there, what happened to you. And it's like, I wish I was there too.
Oh, we wish you were there, Del. Oh, you would have loved it then. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, don't worry. We will recreate that once you're on Philippine
on
soil.
Meds. Kala ko on meds. it will have its time. I don't worry too much about
whenever,
it.
Whenever that's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Pag nag-align.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It also made me think about how reunions like that should happen while people are still alive. Because it often happens. No, people from your past would often gather during funerals, diba? So you don't get to express how you felt about them the same way our president was, you know, during his speech, he was saying things to people. Now, you know, he would have wanted to have said that in the past, but he didn't get to. So he's doing it now. And he's able to because the people are there. You know, it's just sad if all, that kind of a reunion, that gathering of people in your past only happens after you are gone. So it was nice. Na parang, oh nga, no, dapat ganyan. Like, gather everyone. Tapos, who's gonna show up? They're gonna show up.
Sir Chito really wanted that. That was his goal naman talaga. And
diba,
we are
diba when
very
we had
fortunate.
Lunch?
Yeah,
but he said it already.
Oh, it was his plan talaga. So we're fortunate that we were able to experience that. Don't read too much in between the lines.
We're just
of this
ribbing,
episode, guys. We had a good time, and it was a beautiful moment. And if you want the exclusive content, you can just donate to our Patreon account, and it'll be there.
Oh, exclusive content. Yes.
But for now, we'll leave you with that. I mean, I know I'm a little hungover, but whatever Del said made me cry. Made me a little teary-eyed. I don't know. But thank you for joining us on this show. We will always be here for you. We'll be here next week again.
Maybe.
This is the eavesdrop. I mean, Jan, who are you, Jude?
Jude, nakakahawa yung ano mo, ha? Feelings mo. Ha?
Feelings?
As much as we can.
Marami nun kagabi.
Sige. Feelings?
Oh.
What kind of
feeling. O sige, wrap it up kasi gusto ko na yung ano, censored. Bilis.
All right. Anyway, we'll catch us next week. We'll have another show for you guys. Thank you for always welcoming us back whenever we take a long hiatus. We love you and we will see you. I kept saying that last night, though, by the by. I love you. Okay. This is the eavesdrop. Woo. We're signing off for this week. Bye.
See ya.
Love you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.